Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, episode number 382. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my stand-in co-host is my company's senior SEO, Scott Van Ack. How's it going, Scotty?
It's going great. Going great.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh my God, what the hell are you doing on here?
I don't know. I hit a button on my computer and you guys popped up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Yeah, I guess you used to do the show, huh? What was your name again?
Jennifer.
Norm, right? Norm Karkin.
Yeah. How you doing, bud?
Good. I wanted to come by and say hi. I'm feeling tons better. I'm hoping to be back on hopefully next week, starting again next week.
Yeah, you got that husky voice now.
Yeah. And does it sound different? It sounds a whole lot better than it did a couple weeks ago and before that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little, I don't know how to describe it. Huskier maybe, but more like it's been papered off, sandpapered or something.
So great. Yeah. For those who don't know, I had throat surgery, so they cut a big hole in my neck. So that's probably why it sounds different.
Yeah. He's wheezing out a hole.
Yeah.
Is it finally growing, over?
I had duct tape. You know how that works.
Yeah. Fixes everything.
It does.
It's a bitch when he comes off, though, isn't it? Oh.
Especially with a beard. Yeah, the last thing I told my surgeon before I went under was, please save my beard, because I knew they were cutting into my neck.
They had to cut it off, didn't they?
No, he did. He saved my beard.
Wow.
Yeah, went lower.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to come back. I've been trying to catch up on everything SEO that I've missed over the past couple months, it seems like. I'm looking forward to listening to the show today, hopefully.
Yeah, it's great.
Enlightening.
Well, I don't know. You're asking for a lot, but we'll try. But yeah, I know you're not coming back fully today, but we'll look forward to having you on the next show.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best to be back for the whole show next time around.
Awesome.
I just want to come in and say hi to everybody, let them know I'm doing better and I'm coming back soon.
Yes, well, I'll be doing my best to keep them updated with what little I knew. But
so between me and you, were you able to work past those problems you saw with Scott?
I've made a bit of a mess.
Yeah. we've kind of trained him, you know, but
I don't need those SEO 101 training papers on the floor anymore. So
yeah,
nice.
There's something he says. We don't have video on anymore.
I can tell you, I really appreciate you stepping in, Scott. It's been a relief for me at least to know someone else was there helping Ross out, because you know he needs it.
Absolutely, I'm happy to do it. Even though I didn't have a choice, I'm happy to do it.
I was somewhat nice asking him. That's something.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good show, and I will be back next week as long as everything holds steady.
Yes. Yeah, well, you stay healthy, too, during all this as well. So look forward to talking to you then, bud.
Yeah, talk to you later, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
All right. So good to hear from John Karkat. Now, core update. You've done a little research on this, obviously, being that this is kind of your area of expertise, being our senior SEO at Stepforth. So tell me a little more about it.
Yeah, so conveniently, the core update happened like a day after we recorded the last episode of SEO 101. So that's too bad. But anyways, yeah, the Monday the 4th, it started rolling out in the afternoon. Google claims it'll take 1 to 2 weeks for it to fully roll out. I personally am not seeing a lot of fluctuation. I mean, I'm not seeing anything dramatic with any of our clients. I am seeing a lot of plus ones and minus ones and little bits of movement all over the place, but nothing that is really jaw-dropping in either way, good or bad. But they are calling this a big, big, big update. A rank ranger said it's a monster. And the big reason is this, it's a broad core update, and it is not region, language, or category specific. So it's basically affecting everything everywhere. Somebody was saying it's influenced more result pages and positions than any of the previous core updates. So it's quite significant. But again, like I'm seeing, I'm not really seeing any significant movement. I'm not seeing clients go from all top tens to the bottom of the bunch, or people going from poor to really good. So I think it's just a lot of fluctuation and shifting of things, but nothing dramatic, at least from the scope of what I see.
People must get bored about our listeners must get bored about our reports, because ours never seem to see any kind of improvement or negative or anything. It's good, but it's sad. John is usually the guy that sort of fills us in on that. We should have asked him before he left whether or not they'd seen much in their end of the newspapers.
Well, it's hard to say though too, because we're looking at this core update happening at the time of COVID, right? So it almost seems irresponsible in some ways to me to see Google do such a big update when so many businesses are in this chaotic landscape right now. And so even if you're seeing traffic drop, is it dropping because of the core update, or is it dropping because of COVID, or both? Or is one balancing out the other and you're not seeing traffic change at all because maybe the core update's bringing it up, but COVID's bringing it down? Like, it's just a weird time to try to analyze this sort of stuff.
They enjoy making our life interesting.
Absolutely. And there's if you were hit, though, if you're one of those people that maybe I'm wrong, and there are some of you out there who have been just destroyed by this, Google put out a whole bunch of questions to ask yourself. Their short answer is create the best content you can. That's like the broad answer to how to recover. And I think that's always the answer, isn't that? It's go to. It's just templated into their response. They don't even change it. But there is, I don't know if we'll put a link somewhere, Ross, for people to see it, but there was a link in Search Engine Land in an article published a couple weeks ago now, actually. They were linking to I didn't even notice this. They're linking to an article from 2019, so I guess it still applies. Great. just a whole bunch of questions.
Nothing changes in our industry. Why not?
No, exactly. I didn't even notice this was an old recommendation that they're referencing today. But the gist of it is create really good content. You know, don't create shocking titles. Like they even say, does the headline and or page title avoid being exaggerating or shocking in nature? You know, they don't like that kind of stuff. And there's just a big, big, big long list of things to ask yourself. And if you're concerned, if you've been damaged, people should read it. I'd read it now, but it would take up the whole show.
Yeah, the idea is creating the best content you can, yes. But the idea overall is to just prepare yourself to work through any of these further updates and or to be less impacted. And the irony is what you just said is essentially what we've been telling our clients, which is probably why we don't have any problems, because that is core to our whole business, is ensuring they've got great content. Not everyone follows, but most do.
And we try.
It's massive how much importance that has. And you do tend to ride out algorithm updates because, you know, you're following exactly what Google wants. So why wouldn't you? Yeah. Anyway, that's good. Thanks for that update. I wanted to add one thing, another little section today on coping with the COVID crisis from a business standpoint online. What have businesses been doing to build business? You know, they say when the crap hits the fan and your competitors aren't advertising, it's the time to do it, you know, time to jump in there and be the one that fills the holes. I've seen some interesting things. I'll try and find an example I posted yesterday from a dentist. You know, we do dental marketing, so I'm always trying to keep up to date on what dentists are doing. But this one is, I did a search because my tooth was hurting last night and I was worried. I was like, oh God, what am I going to do if I need a dentist? Because I know they're most of them are shut down because they don't have personal protective gear or equipment, PPE. So I sent a search. What do I do if I need a dentist? That simple search. And I saw one brilliant dentist. And yes, we told our dentist to do this, but not many of them are doing it because I think they just want to hunker down, understandably, and keep their money. But this one has made an article said, or an ad that says Victoria Emergency Dentist. Searching for the right dentist who can provide you with great care? Contact us. Fully equipped with 3M masks and proper PPE. We offer financing and then use links to the different blog, to their blog, to their center, to the contact us and a phone number. It is an ad, really big. It's the first thing I saw and I was impressed. I mean, that was really, really, really cool. I mean, that's the kind of thing you have to do if you want to stand out. Obviously, there's no point in doing that if you're a dentist and you didn't have PPE, like my dentist right now, he's waiting to get some. I like to see that from a marketing perspective, seeing someone take advantage of the situation to help people, but also benefit from it. You know, keep that business running. It helps people keep employed. It's a wonderful thing. From our perspective, and I know I've mentioned this in the last episodes, I took extra time. I thought it was extra time. I actually did put things off, which I'm now paying for right now. I'm working harder than ever trying to catch up, but to create COVID19now.com, which was my way of being obsessed, using my obsession over all the data and creating a website that I thought might help people understand what's going on, especially in our province, which is British Columbia. And I've gotten good feedback from that. I've gotten a lot of thank yous from people for doing that. You know, it proudly states that it's being built by Stepforth. I wanted to do something that made sense from a business standpoint and also from a purely emotional standpoint. And helping people, you know, it's a really good fit. So giving back, any kind of giving back, doing fundraisers, even online, to try to help frontline health workers get by.
But even London Drugs, I don't know if you saw this, Ross, it was actually in our newspaper. They're doing a fundraiser right
locally.
Now. Yeah, it's like a department type store, whatever. They're selling cowbells. For this, you know, everyone's making noise at 7 o'clock. They're selling cowbells for $5, and then the proceeds from that go to something. I honestly can't remember.
There you go.
You know, but it's a fundraiser that's kind of in the spirit of what's happening and gets more people out there trying to, you know, just show their appreciation.
Yeah. And there's an offline example of how it could actually help them online too, because it makes you think about them. If you want to buy something, you can go there later. I love when offline correlates online. Also, the next thing we did was COVID19therapy.ca. And none of these have the hyphens. This is COVID19therapy.ca. In this case, I partnered up with one of our clients who suggested this idea. She's a therapist, and we created a site to help frontline workers get mental health assistance for all the stress and the potential PTSD they're experiencing dealing with all these deaths and all the stress. And I couldn't say no when it came up. It just seemed like a perfect thing. My wife's already on the front line. It seemed a great way to get back. And again, you know, that's resulted in interviews on the radio. It's resulted in news in magazines, newspapers, mentioning Stepforth web marketing, mentioning, more importantly, again, I'm saying this because we're talking about business in the show. That is not my objective here, is to get business from it. My objective was to help. But I love that you can do both. It's fantastic. You can do both. You get that exposure, but you're also helping people out, which feels phenomenal. And, you know, we've already got over 120 therapists that have signed up to offer support through the system we had built custom. And we have not so many clients yet, but I think there's three or four healthcare workers who've asked for help so far. Hell, if there's one, it's worthwhile, right? But I do want more. Anyway, that's one way. Really giving back that way. The other thing that I've been doing is giving away free reviews to a specific niche of business that I was trying to build. In this case, it was the interior design community. I wanted to get some more entrenched there. So I partnered up with someone in that industry to use her pulpit to say, hey, this is a free review. Contact me and we'll do a video website review, walk through your site. I'll help you every way I can, free. And this just goes to you. They can download it. It's a long, extended walkthrough of their website and all the things I think they can fix. Free. And they're so appreciative. Oh, I shouldn't say free. I asked for a donation to the New York City Mayor's Fund. This is a way, again, to give back. But also, so you know, helping those people who are going through hell in New York, but also helping businesses try to improve their online exposure so they can do better. Meanwhile, we get the exposure we want as well. How can you not love getting all that multiple give and take? It's fantastic. And that has been really good. Been really, really, really good. We've got business coming, not now necessarily, but soon, I'm certain of it. And why not? This is using time that we may have been working or not working. You know, we may have been just fiddling around with our website or something, which is nothing wrong with that. Some people are redesigning their websites in this time, which again puts them in a great place for later. There's so much you can do in these things. And I wish I could just take a break. It's just no taking a break. We're always trying to keep things going, you know, entrepreneurs, and keeping you guys, keeping you busy, Scott. Got to keep you busy. So
it's important.
It is. Yeah. Well, you guys, you keep busy, you keep, everyone gets paid, and we stay a viable business throughout all this, which is not the easiest thing at times. So I hope those gave you a few ideas, listeners. This is not ending. My wife and her team are stressed as ever, even though there isn't a single case now on our island, which is fantastic, because they're prepping for a second wave, which is worse, always worse. History proves the second wave is always worse. So do not expect this to end soon. Try to adapt. The people who adapt are the ones that are going to do that succeed, people and businesses. So please look after yourself and kick some ass. Make this work for you somehow. And there's no reason that has to be a selfish thing. Okay, that was my pulpit. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a little laugh here about Britney Spears.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY Podcast System within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company's senior SEO, Scott Fanak. So I saw this and I thought this was great. It's a how Google searches spell Britney Spears. Apparently there are 600 different ways that the name Britney Spears is typed in and searched for. And they have a screenshot of it. It's hysterical. I mean, I don't even know how they come up with some of these spellings. Obviously they're mistypes or whatever, but even that seems odd because, you know, auto fix usually fixes them, but I guess not. Anyways, it really shows just how grateful we should be for Google understanding misspellings. Because otherwise, Wow. Can you imagine optimizing for 600 different spellings?
Britney with three Y's. That's an important one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some doozies.
Some I think are clearly typos, but still, it just shows that it goes through, right? People, like, especially on your phone, like I have misspellings and typos in my Google searches all the time, and I don't fix them because it's pain. And I know Google's going to fix it.
My God, some of these are fascinating. Brytni for Britney. Wow. Where do you get that? Birdie, Birtey Spears.
Birdie Spears, oh, cool.
Maybe there are some people that are with these names. Maybe that's it too. Maybe this is a falsity. This is fake news. Maybe these are not misspellings.
I think, yeah, BRITYN6. That is a real name.
I think you're right. There we go. We've cracked the case. There we are. Okay. So Google's just smoking it too much. All right.
Anyway. Just wait till Elon Musk's son is famous and people are searching for him.
My God. Oh my God. What? I just shake my head.
We told our kids about that last night and Emma was like, what? That's his name? Like, yeah. How do you say that? Well, I don't know.
They explain it online how you say it. You know what? He's going to be a billionaire, so he doesn't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, really. People just bow anyway. Dear God. Anyway, next up here, so a little local SEO news. This is fantastic news. I've been waiting for this for a while. We can all breathe a sigh of relief if you've got a local business because finally reviews are working again. If you get a review posted on Google, it will now appear. That has been a really annoying issue. I fell prey to this at the beginning. I didn't realize I wasn't on top of things as I usually am. And I'd missed that they weren't accepting reviews. So I was asking people, I actually did a push. I said, you know, due to COVID-19, I wanted to see if we can get a little extra love. And, you know, I know you were happy with their last work. Could you please post a review? Well, nope. Maybe they did. I don't know because it never appeared. Hopefully it will appear. That still hasn't happened yet. The stuff that did get posted that hopefully went into the system and was saved has not come out. However, those have not appeared, but they are appearing for the new ones. Also, there's an issue where the numbers of reviews, you know, extra reviews will appear up in your listing, but your actual the quoted number of reviews isn't improving. That's not being updated. Oh, Google.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah. Here's an example. This is a quote. Backdated reviews came in for a vacation rental agency and real estate agency last night. Interestingly, the average star rating and the number of reviews listed were not updated. The vacation rental agency only had 4 reviews prior to the COVID cutoff, and 8 came in overnight. Still states there are only 4 reviews, unquote. So, typical, like this should be just, it should be just the got to think of a good name for it, like the Google Local F Up Report. It's always something.
I guess John will be back next week, but you should make that a regular feature.
There's always something to whine about just because it's legitimate. Like they just broken things most of the time. Anywho, I'm glad it's there. I guess we should just be happy it's there. It's not like authorship and just going poof overnight. That's for anyone in the know who's been around a while, you'll understand what I mean.
Yep.
Next up, Google now does food ordering. This totally grabbed my eye. So apparently Google bought this company, the ordering app, a while ago and this company and voila. All of a sudden, this person has seen results with food orders being available within search results through their app. So they're going to be, you just know, they're going to be cutting out DoorDash, Grubhub, all these guys soon. I think it's horrifying. I mean, I don't care about I don't use those companies, but I do care about their businesses. They should have a chance to succeed and Google should not be undercutting them. That's just wrong. Unfortunately.
I feel like there's legal precedent from that happening in the past where Google's got antitrust for it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Obviously, we're not lawyers or not even close. So I have no idea how that works, but it does seem just wrong to me. And it's a shame. But yeah, you can post, what is it? See, it's this picture that someone screenshot, they posted, was it place an order is what it says. In this case, I guess someone was looking up SF Kebab, a San Francisco kebab company. And then there's a button that says place an order and people can click on it and place an order through Google system. So it's ordering.app, I guess. Or is it the ordering.app? Let me check. No, so not the. I know.
So this is news. I wish I could fill in and help you here, but this is actually news to me as well, so I don't even...
Okay, it's the dot ordering dot app. Anywho, ordering apps, online food source is actually, this says on the homepage, the ordering.app's online food ordering system is now part of Google. No setup fees or subscriptions or anything. And you just, anyone out there who has a business that does ordering online, just jump on the bandwagon. I hate to say it, man. I really hate it. I hate sucking that Kool-Aid, but you know, Google's going to win on this for at least for a while. And until they get slapped, but that's going to take a long time. So if you want to make some money, I wouldn't ignore this. It will help you with your visibility perhaps too. Not directly, Google won't influence it like that, but because they're going to get incorporated into your Google app result, or I mean Google My Business result, it's likely it's going to get more uptick than your existing system. So don't forget about it.
Okay, don't ignore it, that's for sure.
No, and you would assume too, because it's one of Google's platforms, it's going to be better indexed than some of the others as well.
Yeah, it should be search friendly.
Anyway, we have to make assumptions here, but it is based on tried and true experience. You know, we've seen Google bring stuff out and we've tried to avoid using it and we always get sucked in and they know it. So, all right, what's next? Mueller files. What's this all about?
It's about Mueller. So,
oh dear God.
I think I lost my link here. There was a bit of a talk with John Mueller on negative SEO and ranking problems. And what caught my eye was something I kind of know anyways, largely that the disavow file is not really something the vast majority of people need to use. And he's even said, I hope I've got the quote here. I've got the wrong thing. Essentially what he's saying is he's never really seen instances where the disavow file has really been necessary. in terms of negative SEO. So, and even like somebody said, we've seen some sites being targeted by Black Hat SEO. They have consistent bad links pointed at them daily, and they've also seen big drops. We're constantly having to block bad links. Do you still maintain that bad links don't matter? And John said, so this is certainly something that our systems work really hard to make sure that any kind of negative SEO or any kind of irrelevant backlinks, unnatural backlinks, that as much as possible, we're able to ignore them completely. So I guess that the point here is if you're worried about people building negative backlinks to you, which I don't really know if people are doing it all that much. Very rarely do I see cases where maybe that's happening. But if it's something you're concerned about, you really don't have to be all that concerned about it. At least according to Mueller, he's saying they do a pretty good job of filtering that out, and you shouldn't have to stress about it.
Yes. Dear. Okay.
I found the other quote here real quick. It was actually a Twitter thing that somebody had basically talked about a disavow tool. And he said, not to put more fuel on the fire, but negative SEO is not a reason we have this tool, meaning the disavow tool. And I honestly can't recall a situation where a site ever needed to do a disavow for that. I'm sure there are a handful of cases, but for the most part, it's totally unnecessary time spent. So you probably don't have to use the tool ever, really.
All right. Well, the next one here is actually kind of a chuckle from John Mueller as well. Someone said, oh my God, talking about prodding the beast here, says, this STE Hughes on Twitter says, I'm buying links right now and there's literally nothing John Mueller can do to stop me. Okay.
Did he say his domain right after it?
Yeah, really. He says, yeah, this is John Mueller. Yeah, those weekend AliExpress shopping splurges can be hard to resist. And it's surprising to get those results in a few months. What was I thinking? What would I have ordered this? Why would I have ordered this? At least it was cheap. Big smiley face. So in other words, yeah. Barry Schwartz ties us up with, yeah, you paid for links. They do nothing to help you rank, but at least those links were cheap. And it's sadly true. I mean, if you're buying cheap links, it's not going to work. What John isn't saying, can't say, is that there is still a thriving industry around buying links. It's huge. It's not as nearly as open as it was before. We've stayed away from it personally just because I just find it headachy. But the fact is there's a lot of people out there who still buy links and they still do very well from it, but they're not cheap. You're paying hundreds of dollars per link because they are very well done. But yeah, anywho, there are a lot of people who buy that crap type of link, and you might as well buy some garbage off AliExpress. Really, this is useless. So it was kind of a chuckle.
We had an example years ago where a past client was gone for several years, whatever, came back to us and everything had tanked. Their rankings were gone. They were completely wiped off the planet. And it turned out they had been buying one of those $99 a month link building services, getting tens of thousands of links a month. And they got busted for it. And then he was like, well, can we clean this up? Like, well, I think it was over a million links they had gotten from the service that destroyed them. Like, this is a nightmare job. And honestly, I can't remember how we handled it or what we did for them. It's been so long.
Oh, absolutely. I remember it was like, we just said, you know, oh, no worries. It's really cheap. It's only $1 a link.
To remove them. Yeah, exactly.
At that point, you know, that is a whole nother discussion, but essentially things have changed a little bit, but really, depending how much time and money you want to put into it, you might as well just burn that bridge, just get a new domain.
In that case, I think he might have even done that. I can't remember though.
I mean, back then, especially, it was harsh, the response. Google's finally, we've said this since day one. They should be doing this, but they're finally just saying they're ignoring them, unless it's obvious, like bad.
That one, obvious. I think, was probably bad obvious in that
case. But true. Yeah, true. But in most cases now, they're finally saying, no, we'll just ignore the crap, which is what they should have been doing from square one. But anyway, all right, we have one question coming up, but it's a good one. But let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by... Oh, I got the wrong one on here again. How did I lose that? Oh, dear.
Ross Dunn.
Yeah, it's open. Yes, yes. and Brasco, don't even edit this out because it's just funny. We just do this so often. Anyway... Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company, Senior SEO, Scott Vanak. All right, Dunn. Now, let's get into this question. It's from Dale Alorinshaw. This afternoon, all, I have a local SEO question, one surrounding Google My Business profiles. I have a client with two different brands that operate out of the same building and address. Both are two different businesses, i.e. they have different tax codes and telephone numbers, etc. Each has a Google My Business profile for that one address, and Google is claiming one to be a duplicate and pointing me towards removing it. How do I get around this so I can keep both and become and have both remain verified, stay and remain verified? Well, this is tricky, honestly. I looked at this and I saw some of the comments. I think that this may require, and unfortunately, this is unfortunate because right now Google is on a skeleton crew. There's pretty much no support at Google My Business right now, if there's any. But I would contact them and explain the situation. There are ways to do that. There used to be, the best way at one point was through Facebook's Google My Business support. Because you'd actually get a response directly from a North American employee, whereas some of the other ones you'd get them offshore, and frankly, they were following a script and they weren't very helpful. So I would first tackle it that way, because if they're obviously different businesses, there's nothing comparable about both of them. I don't even understand what Google has a problem with it. One thought, however, is if at the front of the building there isn't clear signage that there are two separate businesses, that could be an issue. In fact, I wouldn't doubt it is an issue if there's just one business name there. I'd highly doubt that's the case, though. Maybe more signage could help. Before I jump into that, though, I would definitely try to communicate with Google. And I'm sorry that that's not possible right now, but I expect that's going to change within the next month. Fingers crossed, and you'll be able to start getting some help. Might be a slight backlog, but sorry, Dale. It sounds like you've done, frankly, the comes down to it is you've done everything right from what I can see, and you're just suffering from Google's automation. They have hiccups all the time, and this may be one where they just see some reason that they're duplicates that you can't see, and it's completely invalid. So I hope you can get around this. Please let us know how it goes. I love learning about these really obscure issues because we all end up facing them at some point or another in this line of business. So thank you for posting that, Dale. Well, it was good to have Johnny on. Hopefully we'll have him on the next show. No offense there, Scotty.
I'll make a cameo.
There you go. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company's senior SEO, Scott Van Ack, thanks for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 Podcast on Facebook. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.